Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zaiden Williamson.
Oh, Zion. Yep.
Yeah.
Zaiden. Okay, yep.
Williamson. I think that's where we're going with. Yeah. Courtesy of Johnny Davis. He provided with Zaiden Williams. I think the intention was clear.
We get it.
Shout out to Johnny Davis.
JD.
The Pelicans will be interesting when Zaiden is back. I'm Jack. That over there, well, that's Miles Gray. And here are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. It's Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Wednesday.
Yep. Jack Harlow.
Jack this Harlow. Man. Always, this is a, he's, we're talking more and more about Jack Harlow, but this time he went on Hot 97 and they were testing his like knowledge of, you know, older music. And they're playing a track by Brandy, and he was having such a hard time identifying who the artist was. You have like Rosenberg and Ebro and other people being like giving him all these clues, and he was having a lot of difficulty figuring it out. And I'll just say that this clip made me feel very old, and you'll hear why, because they're playing a Brandy track, and then he asks something very indicative of his knowledge.
Had an amazing sex tape.
Baby, my love is true.
Who's Ray J's sister?
Oh! So wow. Went, oh, my goodness. Who's Ray J's sister? It's Brandy. Brandy okay. Norwood. Yeah. But again, I get it. Look, you're young. I'm old. And in my mind, Brandy came before Ray J even. So it's who's Brandy's brother back in my day.
I mean, going to the prom with Brandy was when I was like, oh, maybe Kobe is going to be something. You know,
he took Brandy to prom. Yeah,
that was I was like,
yeah, for someone who likes basketball,
they must know
too.
Something.
Yeah, for someone who likes basketball, you got to know that's an iconic moment when Kobe took Brandy to the prom.
Yeah. So, have you listened to the album, the Jack Harlow album? I like one featured verse by him, but I have not been able to get into the rest of his music. But
no, it's on my list though.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I'm always threatened by somebody else with the name Jack.
Yeah,
but
remember we're going over like who's like the most iconic Jack athlete,
Yeah, best of our name. We're playing before we started recording the NBA podcast that comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing best of our name in the NBA. I think, who'd we end up with for you? Miles Simon? Maybe?
You like. Yeah.
Yeah, if we're saying only first names.
Miles Plumlee? Yeah.
That's definitely not Miles Plumlee. You know, Darius anyway. Miles, if we're allowing for last name.
Then for you, it'd be Jarrett Jack. So.
Right, Jarrett Jack. My wife had the Jarrett Jack jersey with the Pacers when my dad was coaching them. And it said Jack and one, because that was his number on the back.
Yeah, see?
Hit some big shots for us back in the day. Love Jarrett Jack. But I think I settled on Jack Sikma. 7-time NBA All-Star.
Okay.
Won the chip like his second year in the league, and then had like one of the wildest. He had the same hairdo as the superhero from Greatest American Hero. Like he had the blonde,
like
kind
quaff.
Of fro.
Uh huh.
During the 80s. So, which was like strong branding choice from Jack Sikma.
Okay.
Jack Harlow, probably the best rapper with my name.
Jackie Robinson, you know what I mean? But then that's Jackie.
Yeah.
That's also in another lane. You know what I mean? We don't need to dabble in that right now.
Jackie. Yeah, as far as my cousins are concerned, you know, the person with the best of my name is Jackie Robinson. But do you have is there a Miles from across the world?
No, Miles Davis. Miles Davis is the GOAT Miles.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just don't know what his skills were like on any court or field.
Well, he was a sick ass boxer. He could box.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, you should read his biographies about him, like putting hands on people when his deals went wrong.
He doesn't mention music at all. It's just like,
nah,
him kicking like, people's
man,
asses.
That motherfucker. Because like later in his life with his raspy voice, like, and I just smack him around. And you're like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah. He likens boxing to jazz, as Brian says. Yes, that is true.
Mm.
Very into boxing.
Manchin, Joe Manchin is trending.
Yeah. Looks like bipartisan opposition now to the Women's Healthcare Protection Act. That was
he said he's voted not. On.
Said not it's an expansion. It. Not just codifying Roe. It's expanding things. And that's just too much.
So he says he would support a codification of Roe, but says this bill, this is extremist stuff.
Yeah. What? And he said, like, when they asked, it's like, but you're one of these, like, anti-abortion Democrats. How do you square all this? He's like, well, I just figure Roe's, like, the law. You know, that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but this? Nah, this is too much now. I didn't say people had all these other rights that they had access to, you know, contraception, et cetera. But, yeah, this is ongoing, obviously.
Al Jazeera is trending because a correspondent.
Shireen Abu Akleh, who's like one of their top people, was shot dead by Israeli soldiers when she was covering a story about a refugee camp. And I mean, like, everyone's like, this wasn't even near where like there were actual skirmishes. And you know, I think you know, a lot of supporters of like the Israeli Defense Force were like debating whether or not that bullet was shot from that side. And now they have confirmed it is, but really aren't saying much after that. But I mean, a lot of the time when this happens, you see that the IDF will say like, oh, that person like planted a bullet or just try and smear people as being terrorists. And that's why they were killed, when many are like journalists or children. So, you know, it's like another, while like all this like focus is on like, you know, what nations do good and what don't, and what can the U.S. stomach, or what can people stomach and what can't? It's like we're continuing to look at an apartheid state and watching countless numbers of lives being lost. But, you know, a lot of these, like in the New York Times, they'll be like, oh, there were clashes.
Mm-hmm.
And not just outright saying this journalist who, you know, is an American Palestinian was shot like in, you know, shot dead.
Yeah.
While in their full press regalia.
And then a second journalist is in serious but stable condition after being shot on Wednesday morning. So, yeah, not great. And also, like, not unheard of for the Israeli Defense Force
No, I mean, it's, yeah. And I think that's when some, it's just an odd thing to look at how, I think that's why many people rightfully were looking at the State Department's response to what was happening in Ukraine and then being like, these, you're looking at human rights violations here too.
Right.
But, you know, I think those moments really are revealing about, you know, what the stakes are and what is, what the U.S. can stomach and other things that it feels like are just, you know, just got to go along with it. You just got to go along with it. And it's just a really terrible, terrible thing to just watch over and over and over again. And then, you know, we're finding other ways to be outraged by other injustices.
Yeah. StockX is trending. Nike has escalated its legal battle with sneaker marketplace StockX, saying it purchased 4 pairs of counterfeit shoes on the platform.
Yeah. One of them was like these patent leather bred ones that, you know, is a pretty highly replicated shoe, where, you know, there's a huge thing where replica sneakers are showing up on StockX because they look so similar and people are getting away with, like, they can buy $100 rep pair and then sell it for like $2,000 and make money like that. And, you know, Nike was like, oh, we're really serious about this. But there's already so much speculation about what Nike's role is in the reseller market, if they're like backdooring pairs to like people who are reselling, if, you know, well, like they're manufactured scarcity around shoes to even create this like hype market. So I don't know where this goes, but if you're someone who like looks at, you know, like me as an old sneakerhead, be like, man, the game's all fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know if this changes much, but it's interesting to watch them fight.
Yeah. That's it. So they like went undercover and were buying shoes from StockX basically.
I don't even think they went undercover. They just probably had an employee be like, yo, bid on those, bid on those, bid on those.
Right.
And then like, these are
with the idea of like capturing, like getting some counterfeits that they can then bust StockX with. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The rep market, you know, that's, I think if anything, if the shoes are fooling StockX, like I want to see the case that they build here where they're like, well, if you do like DNA forensic testing, you can tell that like this part of the shoe was from this other, you know, how different are the counterfeit shoes?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people say like a lot of the really good reps, you know, surprise, surprise, they might be made in the same facility where the authentic things are made.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all fucked up, and you understand why people would make reps, because you're like, yeah, I can make more money with my know-how, not selling the things I do to sell them to Nike, but I can sell them to people on the internet.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and I was happy to read news today that Mike Tyson won't face charges for punching that person who desperately needed to be punched on that flight. I don't know. I think we talked about the video, but this very drunk person who was hilarious in his mind and his like friend's mind was just intentionally like provoking Mike Tyson on a plane.
You're basically being like, hey, punch me. Come on, punch me. What's wrong with you? You don't want to punch me? Oh, you're too weak to punch? He was like, okay.
Just standing over the back of his chair and like saying shit to him. And then Mike Tyson just punched him like four times. And the person
and he gave him civilian punches.
Yeah. They just like, you know, some bruising, some abrasion, but like the guy was still awake afterwards and was, you know, making funny faces to the camera afterwards. But I don't know. I'm happy this goes down as you know, whatever the technicality was that made it so he wasn't facing charges. I'm just happy that like in the court of like public opinion this goes down as that person needed to be punched because that's crossing a line and very annoying. And also I like Mike Tyson. Mountain Dew Purple Drink.
What the fuck is that? They're making lean?
It's called Purple Thunder.
Oh, okay. When you said purple drink, I was like, wait, hold on. Are people mixing up lean and Mountain Dew now? I mean, people have been mixing lean and sodas in the past, but...
But I'll read the... It's a partnership between Mountain Dew and Circle K convenience stores and is said to combine the mouthwatering flavors of blackberry and plum for the ultimate berry combination. The takeout reviewed it. Noted exactly zero notes of blackberry, barely a whisper of plum, and said instead, I tasted what can only be described as pure purple. And that, friends, is exactly what I wanted. It got an A, very strong A on the takeout.
Right. Because you're not drinking Baja Blast because you're like, I can taste all the notes in this. You're like, it tastes like light blue turned all the way up.
Yes, exactly. they even invoked...
Tastes like purple.
The Baja-ness. They invoked Baja Blast and said this might take a place alongside Baja Blast on the, you know, mantle of Mountain Dew variants.
Wow.
Which is pretty... That's pretty big. I think you're exactly right, Miles. The thing about Baja Blast is that it tastes like the color suggests it should. It's like what that color suggests in your mind, mm-hmm. in best case scenario. And you know, if this delivers that with purple, I think
we got some.
You know, it's a whole new future.
There aren't that many, there aren't that many Circle K's in the Valley.
I know Circle K.
I can only think of like one or two.
Does this not exist at 7-Eleven? Like this, these are questions that need to be
answered.
I don't
know, man. 7-Eleven's gonna be pissed. Taco Bell's gonna be pissed. They're gonna be like, how are you giving them the exclusive?
Right. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was at a Circle K on purpose.
No, right. Because even if you're like getting gas, like the probability of you hitting a Circle K in LA is a lot different than other parts of the country. So, you know, that's where we realize we have work to do in the city.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's on us.
That's on us. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of Circle K, circle the date of Friday, because Kendrick's album is going to be released.
Yeah.
And we just got the cover art, and it is Kendrick holding a baby.
Yeah.
While his wife is on, I don't know if they have cast this photo, but that is the depiction is, you know, him holding a baby with a gun in his waistband, and his wife nursing a younger, an even babier baby on the bed. In a room that looks like what my room looked like when I was in my 20s.
Patchy walls. He got a gun in his waist. Got a crown of thorns.
Space heater. Yeah, the crown of thorns I was referencing specifically. I did rock that a lot in my 20s.
You know whose name also started with a J?
That's right.
Now hand me my fitted crown of thorns.
Mine was actually a snapback, yeah.
snapback crown of thorns.
Yeah. You know, just depending on how much you want to do
it. And if I was feeling spicy, I'd turn it backwards so you could see it was a snapback crown of thorns. This album just,
I'm excited.
Come on. Come on Friday. It's Friday, right? On the 13th?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I need this.
Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. Have we figured out is it Mr. Morale? Is that what we're calling it?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's not Mr. Morale. Right. So I think it's probably Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. But either way, that could be LA. I don't know. Let's find out. Please, Kendrick, please bless my ears with the art.
All right. Well, those are things that are trending on this May 11th.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show, a whole ass one. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.